Hey baby, I'm back. Sorry I couldn't join you for dinner. I was caught up at work. Oh, my boss was just making me do this and that, even when it's just way past the time I should be off work. Why is he such a dick? Why must he be such a dick? And why today specifically? Worst timing ever. Anyways, let me just take off these shoes that are murdering my feet. Take off my bag. Have you reheated the soup I made for you earlier? Yeah? Good. Did you like it? Wasn't too bad. Well, picky you. At least you got to eat, okay? Seriously, it wasn't terrible, right? You know, I'm not the best cook in the world, but found the recipe on YouTube and gave it a shot. Yeah, it's not too bad. Okay, good. Good. Don't wanna poison you or, I don't know, give you some random concoction. Okay. Let me just hop in under the covers with you. Snuggle up close. Let me hold your hand. Baby, your hand is so cold. Even under all the covers. Poor baby. Let me hold your hand. You can have all the covers. I'm okay. No need to worry about me. Today, I am going to worry about you. Okay? You always worry about me. Now it's time for me to take care of you. Hey, don't say that. I like doing this for you. When I say I love you, I mean I want to be there for you. I want to be by your side. I want to take care of you because I love you. Just that simple. Missed you so much. I've been thinking about you the entire day. I was thinking if you're warm enough, if you would wake up and reheat the food, or would you have like completely passed out in bed and just, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what would happen to you. I was worried about you, okay? Don't laugh at me. I'm just trying to care for you. I love you. Oh, actually, I was thinking, do you need to see the doctor, baby? 'Cause I know this is like a cold, and it's normal for our immune systems to just get hijacked, you know, but I'm just thinking, like, do you need professional help, like proper meds from somebody who can actually give you a diagnosis? No? Okay then. Well, for now, I'll just do what I can to take care of you so you recover. Well, I guess one of the biggest reasons why I want you to recover quickly is because I want to kiss you on the lips. Right now, whenever I try to kiss you on the lips, you're like, no, you're gonna catch all my nasty germs and I don't want you to get sick. Don't kiss me. So, I want you to recover as soon as possible. Please. Thank you very much. But for now, forehead kisses will have to do. Okay, that was not enough, clearly. One more. That's more like it. Look at you. Still so handsome when you're sick. How did I get so lucky? Baby, would you like something? Like, I don't know, hot water, tea, or soup, even? Tea? Okay. Would you like lemon ginger? Or honey peppermint? Or would you like some chamomile? I think we have lavender too. Lavender? Yeah, we do have that. Peppermint? Okay. I'll go make that right now. You can just stay here under the covers. Stay nice and warm for me. Okay, baby? Okay. Here's your tea, big boy. Do you see this mug sweater on this cute little mug? I love it. It's adorable. I got it the other day. Yeah. Looks so nice and cozy. Careful, it's really hot. I love being able to be here with you. It's just amazing how I would just love to be next to you, and we don't have to do a lot of things. Just your existence in my life makes my day many folds better. Love you so much. Just looking at you, even when you're sick, your eyes still shine, and I love that sparkle in your eye, that sparkle I saw when I first met you, and it's still there. When you see me, it's always there. You want stories? Bedtime stories? Okay. Bedtime stories. What should I read? Oh, I know. You know, I've been reading this book about love letters the other day, and I stumbled upon some of these ones written by John Keats. He was writing them to this lover of him called Fanny Braun? Fanny Braun, yep. Would you like me to read some romantic love letters for you? Yeah? Okay, cool. So, this particular letter was written on the 8th of July, 1819. My sweet girl, your letter gave me more delight than anything in the world but yourself could do. Indeed, I am almost astonished that any absent one should have the luxurious power over my senses which I feel. Even when I'm not thinking of you, I perceive your tenderness and a tenderer nature stealing upon me. All my thoughts, mine happiest days and nights, have I find not at all cured me of my love of beauty, but made it so intense that I'm miserable that you are not with me, or rather breathing the dull sort of patience that cannot be called life. I never knew before what such a love as you have made me feel was. I did not believe in it. My fancy was afraid of it, lest it should burn me up. But if you will fully love me, though there may be some fire, 'twill not be more than we can bear when moistened and bedewed with pleasures. You mention horrid people, and ask me whether it depend upon them whether I see you again. Do understand me, my love, in this. I have so much of you in my heart that I must turn mentor when I see a chance of harm befalling you. I would never see anything but pleasure in your eyes, love on your lips, and happiness in your steps. I would wish to see you among those amusements suitable to your inclinations and spirits, so that our loves might be a delight in the midst of pleasures agreeable enough, rather than resource from vexations and cares. But I doubt much, in case of the worst, whether I shall be philosopher enough to follow my own lessons. If I saw my resolution give you a pain, I could not. Why may I not speak of your beauty, since without that I never could have loved you? I cannot conceive of any beginning of such love as I have for you but beauty. There may be a sort of love for which, without the least sneer at it, I have the highest respect and can admire it in others. But it has not the richness, the bloom, the full form, the enchantment of love after my own heart. So let me speak of your beauty, though to my own endangering. If you could be so cruel to me as to try elsewhere its power. You say, I'm afraid I shall think you do not love me. In saying this, you make me ache more to be near you. I'm at the diligent use of my faculties here. I do not pass a day without sprawling some blank verse or tagging some rhymes, and here I must confess, since I'm on that subject, I love you the more in that I believe you have liked me for my own sake and for nothing else. I've met with women whom I really think would like to be married to a poem and be given away by a novel. I've seen your comet, and only wish it was a sign that poor Rice would get well, whose illness makes him rather a melancholy companion, and the more so as to conquer his feelings and hide them from me with a forced pun. I kissed your writing over in the hope you had indulged me by leaving a trace of honey. What was your dream? Tell it me, and I will tell you the interpretation thereof. Ever yours, my love, John Keats. Did you like that? Yeah? I really like it. You know, love letters are so powerful. This one is almost 200 years old, but every word carries this overwhelming amount of passion, so intense it fascinates me and entrances me. Just like my love for you. It never fails. It transcends the test of time. Wait, what? Are you yawning? Oh, you're terrible. Okay, you should get some sleep then. It's alright. I love you. I'm gonna go fix myself some dinner, and then I'm gonna come back and cuddle you. Okay? Yeah? I love you. No, I love you more. 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 I love you to infinity and beyond. I love you. I win, you lose. Okay, I love you. Bye. I'll see you later. Sleep well.
No, seriously. I love you. I'll catch you later. Okay.